My first time being a pastor was back in 1995. Became the pastor of the Newman Catholic Student Center at NIU in DeKalb. And when I got there, was something that struck me as a little bit odd. Right at the beginning was the phone number for the Newman Center was 815-758-6669. Now, for those of you who know anything about the Book of a Revelation, the numbers of 666 are stand for the number of the beast, the Antichrist. And I could just imagine someone at the phone company many, many years ago saying, "Hey, you know, it's a church. Let's play a little joke here." And you know, not that I'm superstitious or anything like that, but I have people ask me, "Why do you have the number 666 in your phone number? That's kind of a bad number in the Bible." And it got so annoying that we made a decision to change our phone number, which if any of you had to do, it's kind of a pain. And so we changed our phone number to 815-787-7770. Now, you might wonder why all the sevens. Well, numbers matter in the Bible, and the number seven is the number for fullness or completeness. And that's why in today's gospel, when Peter asked Jesus, "How often must I forgive? Seven times?" which is pretty good, Jesus says, not seven times, but 77 times. And which basically Jesus is saying an infinite number of times, that forgiveness is an absolute. You know, last weekend's gospel, Jesus was talking about reconciliation, and that's always the goal when there's relational discord. But we know that sometimes it doesn't work out. But when it came to forgiveness, and this is really one of the distinctive elements of Christianity, it's not true in every world religion, forgiveness is an absolute. And what a challenge that is. Now, we all know, and we've all done this before, when it's not a real big thing, someone says something, someone does something, you know, we forgive. We can let go. But I find when it's something deeper, when the hurt or the wound is deeper, it can be very challenging to forgive. Last night, after the 4 o'clock Mass, a parishioner came up after Mass and asked me, and he presented a situation in his life, and I'm not going to share that with you, but he said, "How do I forgive this?" It's a challenge. And we need God's grace if we're going to be strengthened to forgive those deep hurts, those deep wounds. I heard a person one time describe a resentment or a grudge, we've all been there on those, as allowing another person to live rent-free in your head. You know, they may have moved on, but they're still inside of us. Maybe that anger, that hurt, that resentment, maybe even that hatred, it's still alive and well, even though they may have moved on, and it's still impacting our lives. I don't know if you've ever had a revenge fantasy before? You know, that's where, someone has really hurt you, and it's a deep wound, and all of a sudden their face comes up on the screen of your imagination, and all of a sudden your blood pressure starts to get a little bit higher, you know, smoke starts to come out of your ears. And you picture their face again on the screen of your imagination, and you're kind of telling them off, why did you know, and why they were wrong, and why you're righteous. And as you can tell, I've never had one of these before. But I think we probably all have. It's kind of a human thing, and it's a resentment, it's a grudge, and maybe even a hatred, and it's still alive and well inside of us. Yeah, I think that's one of the reasons why Jesus made forgiveness an absolute. And we're going to need God's grace. We're going to need his help if we're going to move in that direction. The parable that Jesus connects with 70 times, seven times, gives us a key way to move in that direction. And the king, we know who that is. It's God. Who's the servant? It's you and me. And God is incredibly generous, as the king is in the story, and granting forgiveness. He said, "I pardon you. You asked for forgiveness. I pardon that huge debt. I release you. You're free." What does that guy do? You know, when someone comes up to one of his fellow workers and asks for pardon for a minuscule debt, he won't do it. He holds on. And that's what we can do to our resentments and to our grudges. We hang on. And the Lord is going to ask us to be people of forgiveness. And what can help us is that we remember and we center ourselves in the way God has been so generous with you and me. For each one of us here, how many times have we come before the Lord, "Lord, please forgive me"? He's generous. He just needs a humble, contrite heart. But when it comes to people in our lives sometimes, and you know who can be the hardest people to forgive sometimes? It can be family members. It might be that uncle hasn't talked with his brother in 10 years. It might be the son who hasn't connected with his parents in a long, long time because of a resentment. It could be a coworker who our human nature, we can so easily hang on, just like that one servant. But if we remember and we center ourselves on what God has done in our lives and his incredible generosity, it can strengthen us on the path of forgiveness. Today, as we gather, and before we have communion today, we're going to say the Lord's Prayer. And we've prayed that so many times, and those of us who have a lot of mileage with our lives, we've prayed that thousands of times. And what's one of the toughest petitions in the Lord's Prayer? "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." Many times I've had people say, "I want to forgive. How do I do it?" And I think the key is, even if we're not there, invite the Lord into that hurt, that wound, and say, "Lord, help me to move in the direction of forgiveness, to let go of that desire for revenge, retaliation. Give me that strength, that grace." When you were on the cross, you prayed, "Father, forgive them. They know not what they do." Strengthen me in that forgiveness. And what happens, and we've all been there on this, when we do, we're given more peace. And that hatred, those resentments, they're like toxins. They pollute our attitudes, our insides, and we don't want that to happen. So maybe this is an area where you really need God's help. You're really having a hard time forgiving someone. Maybe it's something that happened years ago. Don't lose heart. What the Lord expects of us is not to get stuck in a grudge. Invite him in and ask him for that grace to let go, to move forward, to release. It may take a while, but he'll get us there. Maybe it's not you, but maybe you have a loved one. It might be a family member. And as you reflect on that person's life, they're stuck. They're stuck in some hatred. We're going to take a moment of quiet. And maybe it's you. You need that grace. Maybe it's a loved one that needs it. We'll lift them up and ask God to give them what they need to walk in the direction of forgiveness and mercy. So let's pause in quiet now and open our hearts to God's grace.